Unit 4, pages 166 to 167. Literature, Exercise E.
Hachiko, The True Story of a Loyal Dog, written by Pamela S. Turner. Part 1, The First Meeting. There is a statue of my old friend at the entrance to Shibuya Station. His bronze feet are bright and shiny from the thousands of friendly hands that have touched them. There is a sign that says simply, Loyal Dog, Hachiko. I close my eyes and remember the day we met so long ago. When I was 6 years old, my family moved to a little house in Tokyo near the Shibuya train station. At first, the trains frightened me, but after a while I began to enjoy their power and the loud noise they made. One day, I begged Mama to take me to meet Papa as he came home on the afternoon train. She laughed and said, Kentaro, you have become big and brave, just like a samurai. Together, we walked to the station. It was spring, and the day was clear and cold. There were lots of tiny stalls all around the station, selling snacks, newspapers, and hundreds of other things to the crowds of people rushing by. Ladies in kimonos walked carefully, trying to keep their white tabi socks clean, and businessmen were hurrying home or to catch another train. Mama and I stopped near the station entrance when I noticed the dog. He was sitting quietly, all alone, by a newspaper stand. He had thick, cream-colored fur, small pointed ears, and a bushy tail. I wondered if the dog was a stray, but he was wearing a nice leather collar and looked healthy and strong. His brown eyes were looking at the station entrance. Just then, Papa appeared. He was chatting with an older man. The dog ran over to the man, his whole body wiggling and quivering with joy. His eyes shone and his mouth curled up into something that looked, to me, just like a smile. Papa looked at me and said, Ah, Kentaro. And he turned to the older man and said, You see, Dr. Ueno, you are not the only one who has someone to welcome him. He introduced us to the older man. Dr. Ueno works with me at the Tokyo Imperial University. What's your dog's name? I asked shyly. The dog was beautiful, but his sharp face reminded me of a wolf's. I grabbed Mama's kimono and stepped behind her, just in case. Don't be afraid, said Dr. Ueno kindly. This is Hachiko. He is big, but still a puppy. He walks me to the station every morning and waits for me to come home every afternoon. I think Hachiko stores up his joy all day long and then lets it out all at once. Hachiko stood, wagging his tail next to Dr. Ueno. I reached out to touch him, and he jumped forward and sniffed my face. I yelped and jumped back behind Mama. They all laughed. Oh, Kentaro, don't worry. He just wants to get to know you, said Dr. Ueno. Dogs can tell a lot about people just by sniffing them. Why, Hachiko probably knows what you ate for lunch. I sniffed my hand, but it didn't smell like rice balls to me. I reached out and touched Hachiko gently on the shoulder. His fur is so thick and soft, I said, like a bear's. Dogs like Hachiko once hunted bears in the north, where it is very cold and snowy, said Dr. Ueno, kneeling down next to me and rubbing Hachiko's ears.